Hello, everyone. Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout. Our coverage of championship week continues. We're looking at evening games for March the 15th. We get things started in the ACC. North Carolina taking on Pittsburgh, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. The Tar Heels, 7.5-point favorites in this matchup. They took down Florida State yesterday in their first ACC tournament game. Pitt coming in off of a 12-point victory over Wake Forest themselves. These two teams met once in the regular season, a 70-57 victory for UNC back on January the 2nd. Pitt has won five of their last six games straight up, going 5-0-1 against the spread in that stretch. They're also 7-0 against the spread in their last seven games on Friday. They're 10-1-1 against the spread in their last 12 games against teams in the ACC, but are just 4-8 straight up in their last 12 games as an underdog. North Carolina, 5-2 against the spread in their last seven. That includes a seven-game win streak. They're also 5-1 straight up in their last six games in the month of March. I think 7.5 is actually, I think that's going to be right there. So it started at 7. It's up to 7.5. These two teams do have some recent history. Pittsburgh has actually won five of the last seven meetings between these two teams, covering five of those seven. I think for those two reasons alone, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh plus the points. 147.5 is the total. The total has gone over in four of Pittsburgh's last five overall and each of their last five in the month of March. North Carolina has seen the under hit in four of their last six games, as well as four of their last five when they are the favorite. When these two teams have squared off, the under has hit in four of the last six games. I think playing 2 days in a row, this one stays under 147.5. Next, we're off to the Big 12. Houston taking on Texas Tech, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. Houston, a 9.5-point favorite in this game. That line opened up at Houston minus 7. Both of these teams did play yesterday. Texas Tech beating BYU 81-67. Houston taking down TCU in a 15-point victory. Texas Tech has won four of their last five games overall, covering four of those five as well. They are 7-0 straight up in their last seven games on Fridays. Houston on a 10-game winning streak. They're 6-1 straight up in their last seven games in the month of March. They're 9-3 against the spread in their last 12 Friday games. These two teams met once in the regular season, a 77-54 victory for Houston. Houston is 4-1 against the spread in their last five meetings against Texas Tech. I think that's going to continue here. I like Houston minus the points, although if that goes any more than 9.5, I would be very, very leery. We're on to the Pac-12, 8 o'clock Eastern on Pac-12 Network. Oregon taking on Arizona. The Wildcats, an 11.5-point favorite in this meeting. These two teams met twice in the regular season, Arizona winning both of those matchups, 87-78 and 103-83. Arizona took down USC yesterday with a 21-point victory, Oregon with a 2-point nail-biter against UCLA. Oregon has failed to cover the spread in each of their last six games, and as well as each of their last five in the month of March. They're just 2-5 straight up in their last seven games when playing away from home. Arizona has covered four of their last five while winning 11 of their last 13. They're 5-1 straight up in their last six games in the Pac-12. They've also won 15 of 19 in the month of March. They're 5-2 against the spread in their last seven on Fridays, 8-4 against the spread in their last 12 when they are the favorite. Arizona has won four of the last five meetings between these two teams, but Oregon has actually covered 12 of the last 17. 11.5 is an awful lot, but I think Arizona is going to get it done. I think they pull away late, so don't get too nervous if it's close even halfway through the second half. I think Arizona gets it done minus 11.5. 155.5 is the total in this one. The total has gone over in four of Oregon's last five overall, as well as nine of their last 12 on Fridays, and five of their last six when they are the underdog. Arizona has seen the under hit in five of their last seven games overall. When these two teams have squared off, the over has hit six times in a row. I don't know how you ignore that one. I'm going to take over and make it a lucky number seven on that streak. Our last game for the evening, we head back to the Garden, the Big East Tournament, Marquette taking on Providence. 8 o'clock Eastern on FS1. Marquette up to a 4.5-point favorite in this game. They will be a little tired coming off of their overtime win over Villanova last night in the late game. Providence, of course, with the upset over Creighton yesterday. These two teams split the regular season series with the home teams winning. Providence doing so in a 72-57 victory back in December. Marquette winning 91-69 at the end of February. Providence 6-3 straight up in their last nine games overall. Just 1-7 though against the spread in their last eight games on Friday. Marquette 13-3 straight up in their last 16 games. 10-3 against the spread in their last 13. They've covered five of the last seven in the Big East. They have covered seven consecutive Friday games. Looking at the trends when these two have squared off head-to-head, Marquette 4-2 against the spread in the last six. I think they've got some momentum on their side after last night's late victory. Providence, of course, I'm not going to take anything away from them. They played very well against Creighton yesterday, but I think Marquette gets it done. I'll take the Golden Eagles minus 4.5. 137.5 is the total. The total has gone under in four of Providence's last five overall, but over in 12 of their last 18 conference games. Marquette has seen the under hit in seven of their last nine in March. The over is 7-3 in the last 10 meetings between these two teams, but I'm actually going to go the other direction. I think this one stays under 137.5. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you are listening to this podcast. We'll be back with championship week previews throughout the weekend, as well as game previews for the entire tournament. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.